As promised, it is time for our Norman Sportsline program. Joining us via his cell phone today, Mike Regan, here on to talk about a few different things with the hockey club, but in particular the big awards banquet, which is coming up a little bit later on this month. Mike, good to talk to you again.
You too, Hardy.
Now, the awards banquet, is that the 24th, 25th? When's that coming up?
It is the weekend just after LaRange. I believe it's the 24th there.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got our awards night, and we've got a comedian coming in, and we've got Derek Blaze as a guest speaker, and SHL president as well, Bill Chow, coming in. So we're pretty excited about bringing Derek Blaze back. You know, he's former captain of the Bombers, and he works for Hockey Canada and has a big role there where he's pretty much in charge of all the planning that goes into them traveling over to the Olympics and, you know, the World Juniors and all that sort of thing. And he's with the team all the time there and making sure that they got everything in order. And he's got some pretty good stories about, you know, past championships and that sort of thing.
I'm sure he does. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't he just over at the World Junior Hockey Championships this past Christmas over in Russia?
Yeah, he was over there for that. And then he actually just is going to be getting back from Russia to view the Olympic venues and that, and make sure that everything is going to be prepared for the Team Canada and you know, just checking out all the venues and stuff like that. But like I said, he's got a lot of neat stories about, you know, different players and different championships, and he's going to share a lot of that with the people on the awards night, and we're very excited to have him back.
Yeah, it should be a very interesting evening for sure. Like you mentioned, a former captain of the Bombers. He was there right after the Royal Bank Cup team of 2001, which was in itself an interesting era for the hockey club. And I know I've had a chance to talk to him a few times throughout the years, and certainly some interesting stories and a lot of responsibility. Talk about the dream job, staying in the game, leaving junior hockey and having that opportunity.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's very fortunate. I think he was going to school there and playing a little bit of hockey. And during the summer, he got an internship with Hockey Canada and did a great job. And once he graduated from college there, he was given a job with Hockey Canada. And, you know, like you said, a dream job. I mean, just an unbelievable organization and the way they operate there. And you've got to obviously have a great work ethic to work for Hockey Canada and they be a very special person. And, you know, for him to get that opportunity, I think is great. And it's nice that, you know, a former Flim Flam Bomber is working for Hockey Canada. And I know that he's helped out with some fundraisers for us, sent us a couple things here and there. And I know he's going to be bringing up a few items for our auction there from Team Canada that are signed. And we're looking forward to that as well.
Pretty big night, Mike. I know last year you brought in Reed Simpson and you had the comedian, like you mentioned, the SJHL president Bill Chow. I mean, the last couple of years, the organization has focused on making this a big night, not just for the organization and club, but you really want it for a big thing for the community.
Yeah, it's not about really about the awards or anything. That's just part of it, you know. We want to make it an evening for our corporate sponsors and our fans, and we want people to come out and get a chance to sit with the players and have an adult beverage with them and just talk hockey and really enjoy, you know, what it all brings that night is bringing everybody together, you know, the community, the people that support the team, and, you know, it's our way of thanking them, and, you know, our players really appreciate talking to some of the fans, and, you know, especially the corporate sponsors that come out and support the team, and you know, an opportunity for them to meet the guys that they're actually supporting here. So we hope that people just don't look at it as an awards night. We've got a great catered meal. It's an entire evening planned, and usually it's, you know, from 7 o'clock till 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and even beyond that, you know. So if you haven't been to one before, I mean, we're encouraging people to come out. We got entertainment, as you said there. We've got a comedian, and he's very funny. He's been up here before, and I think that a lot of people enjoy his show.
When can you start getting tickets?
I believe Karen's got the tickets right now at the Bomber office. If you just want to call the office at 4404. Karen would be happy to help out, and I'm sure Friday night that we're going to have some tickets here at the game as well. Obviously, we got a big game Friday night against Battleford, and which can, you know, with a win, we can pretty much seal up a top three finish in the North Division and assure that we get a bye in the first round. So, obviously, a very big game for us, and we haven't been in the Whitney Forum in a while, so we're excited about playing in front of our home crowd.
So give the Bomber office a call, 4404, like you mentioned, and I'm assuming that you'll probably have some details about this big event as well on your website.
Yeah, we will. I know that the person that takes care of our website is just gathering all the information right now, and we'll have something on there. And like I said, you can probably get tickets here at the game on Friday, or else just call Karen at the office, and she'll take care of you.
Mike, thanks for this. Good luck against the Stars and, of course, a big road game in Melfort coming up on Saturday. Very favorable schedule, like you said. Seven games to go, five of them back at the Whitney Forum. You must be excited about the postseason and a chance to really go in looking strong.
Well, I know the guys are working real hard. You know, we're just playing on the weekends now, so Friday, Saturday, pretty much till the schedule's done here, except for, you know, our awards weekend. We play Thursday, Friday instead so that we can have Saturday night for awards banquet, and then you know, obviously finish up the season against Melfort at home here on the 26th. But you know, the guys are just working real hard, and I like our schedule because we have some time off in between games where guys are going to be able to, you know, heal a little bit, and we shouldn't be too beat up going into the playoffs. And like you said, it's a favorable schedule for us. I think five of the seven teams are under 500, and will give us a good opportunity to collect some points and hopefully stick in second place here so we can get home ice against Dipwin.
Mike, thanks for this. Good luck this weekend, and good luck selling tickets for the big awards night.
Thanks, Eddie.